This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a special event to commemorate 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar today. The event marks two decades since the launch of the Urban Development Year 2005, an initiative spearheaded by then Chief Minister Narendra Modi, aimed at transforming Gujarat's urban landscape through planned infrastructure, better governance and improved quality of life for urban residents. To mark this milestone, the Prime Minister will launch the Urban Development Year 2025, a new roadmap for urban progress in Gujarat. He will also unveil Gujarat's Urban Development Plan and State Clean Air Program to improve air quality and promote sustainable urban living. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to urban development, health and water supply. He will dedicate more than 22,000 dwelling units under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana to beneficiaries. The Prime Minister will also release funds of 3,300 crore rupees to urban local bodies in Gujarat under the Swarnim Jayanti Mukhyamantri Shahri Vikas Yojana. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat yesterday on a two-day visit to the state. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 77,400 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. During his speeches, Prime Minister Modi took a sharp dig at Pakistan, stating that while India promotes tourism that connects people, Pakistan treats terrorism as tourism. On Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said that it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई नहीं है ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता है
India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde led all-party delegation met Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Congo Therese Kayikwamba Wagner yesterday.
इस बैठक में हमने किस प्रकार से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से जूझ रहा है टेररिज्म से लड़ रहा है इन्हें भी हमने वही मैसेज दिया जीरो टॉलरेंस अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म जो हमारा नया नॉर्मल है ट्रेड एंड टेरर कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर ट्रेड एंड टॉक्स कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर
Another multi-party delegation headed by NCP SCSP Supriya Sule met Minister of State for Interior Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Faisal bin Mohammed Al Thani, and apprised him on the Pahalgam attack. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will embark on a three-day visit to the United States starting today. During the visit, he is scheduled to meet with senior officials of the U.S. administration in Washington, D.C. The visit is a follow-up to Prime Minister's visit to the United States in February this year, when both sides had launched the India-US Compact, catalyzing opportunities for military partnership, accelerated commerce and technology initiative. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. Tribal Affairs Minister Jual Oram has highlighted the government's continued efforts to uplift tribal communities, citing major initiatives undertaken over the past decade to improve their socio-economic conditions. During a media interaction in New Delhi yesterday, the minister emphasized several key achievements of the government in tribal warfare. Referring to PM Janman initiative, he noted that the government's objective is to promote the comprehensive development of 75 particularly vulnerable tribal groups across 18 states and one union territory. Indian para-athlete Mahendra Gurjar scripted history by setting a new world record in the men's javelin F42 category at the Knoxville World Para-Athletics Grand Prix in Switzerland yesterday. Gurjar produced a brilliant throw of 61.17 meter to claim the gold medal in the men's javelin F42 category at the event and set a new record en route to his triumph. The 27-year-old Indian para-athlete broke the previous record held by Brazil's Roberto Fiorani Edinson.